Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Adam.
And we have a really exciting lesson today, an elementary lesson on food.
Yes, but we've done a few food lessons before. Mm-hmm. This one is special because it's summertime.
Yes. So when it's hot outside, you don't want to eat hot food necessarily. Mm. You want something cool right. and refreshing.
Right. So today we are talking about cold noodles.
And wontons.
And wontons. Okay. So as usual, we have in our dialogue a Chinese person, maybe American. Maybe Canadian. someone who doesn't understand Chinese food as much. They are talking about noodles and wontons, and, well, let's see what they have to say.
Great, let's listen.
Dialogue first time.
Joyce, thanks for bringing me here to try cold noodles.
You bet. They're the perfect summer food. Basically, the noodles are all the same, but you can choose from a variety of toppings to go with them.
Toppings? You mean these stir-fried dishes go on top of the noodles?
That's right. They've got fried egg and tomato, pork chop, or mixed veggie, just to name a few.
Cool. So how many can I choose?
Just one. It's like gaijiao fan. Those rice bowls you usually have delivered to the office, but with noodles instead of rice.
Oh, I see. What's the sauce?
It's a mix of peanut butter, soy sauce, vinegar, sesame oil, and cilantro.
Sounds delicious. Do you know what you're getting?
I'm actually going to go with some cold wontons.
I think I'll have egg and tomato cold noodles. You can never go wrong with egg and tomato.
Dialogue, second time.
Joyce, thanks for bringing me here to try cold noodles.
You bet. They're the perfect summer food. Basically, the noodles are all the same, but you can choose from a variety of toppings to go with them.
Toppings? You mean these stir-fried dishes go on top of the noodles?
That's right. They've got fried egg and tomato, pork chop, or mixed veggie, just to name a few.
Cool. So how many can I choose?
Just one. It's like gaijiao fan. Those rice bowls you usually have delivered to the office, but with noodles instead of rice.
Oh, I see. What's the sauce?
It's a mix of peanut butter, soy sauce, vinegar, sesame oil, and cilantro.
Sounds delicious. Do you know what you're getting?
I'm actually going to go with some cold wontons.
I think I'll have egg and tomato cold noodles. You can never go wrong with egg and tomato.
Okay, so we just heard Joyce and Tom talking about noodles.
Right, and so Tom starts the dialogue by thanking Joyce for bringing him to try cold noodles.
Right, so you know what cold is. You know what noodles is.
I hope so. I guess the only important thing is just remember, guys, it's very seldom that you will hear noodle.
Yes.
And sometimes you will see one very long noodle. But it's usually noodles.
Unless it's used as an adjective. So like chicken noodle soup.
Oh, that's a good point.
You wouldn't say chicken noodles.
Chicken noodles soup.
But as a thing, as a noun, you use always the S, noodles.
Okay, so keep that in mind. I like to eat noodles. Mm-hmm. I like to eat chicken noodle soup.
Perfect. And then Joyce comes back and says, "You bet," after he thanks her.
So we've said this before, right? It means no problem.
That's great.
Anytime.
Yeah, definitely.
So try that. I mean, next time somebody thanks you for maybe not such a huge thing.
Right.
Maybe or, a small little thing.
And it's very used more informally, too, like yeah. definitely with your friends or your family, not necessarily your boss.
Right.
You
right.
could use it. It's not rude or anything,
so
but
try, yeah. just try it. When somebody thanks you, just say, you bet.
And so Joyce then goes on to explain why noodles are, cold noodles, are the perfect summer food.
Mm.
And she says that you can choose from a lot of variety or a variety of toppings to go with them.
So variety does mean lots,
a lot,
right? Yeah.
That's why I corrected myself.
So just all kinds.
Many different kinds.
Many different kinds. So
and toppings we have seen many times before with pizza and with ice cream. So just things you put on top.
Right. So what's interesting about the noodles here is that the toppings mm-hmm. aren't really like pizza toppings here, like cheese, sausage,
pepperoni.
They're actually stir-fried dishes.
Yeah. So, I mean, the toppings I know when I have noodles, cold noodles, are usually maybe ground peanuts.
Yes. Yeah.
Cilantro, which we'll talk about later.
I like any kind of hot sauce.
Okay.
Or anything spicy. So when I think toppings, those are the things that I think about.
The extras.
Extras. Right? But definitely. It sounds like these toppings are they're not extras. They're part of the dish.
Yes. So Tom is asking if these stir-fry dishes go on top of the noodles.
Okay. So dishes, we know these dishes aren't the plates right?
You don't eat those.
We don't need, don't eat plates, please.
No.
These just mean food, right?
Yeah.
This kind of food.
Put together. And stir-fry, so this is a great word. It's a noun and a verb.
Yes.
And it just means to kind of throw up and cook. Not throw up.
I don't want to throw up. Hopefully not. If you've tried my cooking, you
maybe.
Might throw up.
Like tossing when you cook.
Mm.
And you use a special pan called a wok.
It's a wok.
And this is basically just a deep frying pan.
Right.
That's the action. Stir fry.
So Tara just mentioned that stir fry can be a noun. It can be a verb. When I think about the noun, I would think about like beef stir fry.
Or chicken.
Chicken stir fry. Shrimp.
Yeah, definitely.
Shrimp, seafood. Pretty much
vegetarian
anything.
As well.
Yeah, I like tofu stir fries.
You would,
I
yes.
would.
Not so much the beef.
Right. But the thing is, when it's done, you can actually say like, this is a stir fry.
Right.
Like, I stir fried it.
And like, my mom made stir fries when I was a kid. Mm. So to make it plural, you would say stir fries, like
right.
French fries.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay, so one of these dishes that they are talking about is one of my favorites in the world.
Mm.
It's always difficult to know, should we say tomato and egg or egg and tomato?
Yeah, I...
To me,
I
egg and tomato sounds better, but Chinese, it's tomato, egg. Yeah.
I think I'm more... I don't think I've ever thought about it, but I'm more likely, I think, to say egg, tomato.
Egg, tomato.
Yeah. The base or the main part would be the egg, the protein.
Right.
And the tomatoes are the extras,
right,
I guess.
Right.
So if you think of it that way, maybe.
Okay. If you guys don't know what fried egg and tomato is, it is my favorite. Fan xie chao dan. Mm. Now, pork chop is the next thing we see on here.
Right. So pork is pig from a pig. Now, a chop is like lamb chop, pork chop, any kind of...
It's just a big piece.
It's
right?
a piece and it's usually still has the bone.
Yes. Yeah.
Whereas a steak doesn't always have the bone.
Right.
So... if you think about like a lollipop kind of thing where it's got the stick.
Right.
A pork chop is kind of the same thing. It has the bone in there.
Okay. Now, sounds like fried egg and tomato and pork chop are not the only things that are available here.
Right. Those are just to name a few.
Okay. Grammar alert.
Yes. So just to name a few is a way to say these are just a few choices.
Right, and so on.
And so on, and so on.
Et cetera.
Yeah. It is maybe a little bit more formal.
Because
you would say there's lots of choices.
Right.
Instead. But yeah, you can definitely use it. It's very polite.
Sure. Hmm.
So Tom says, cool. So how many can I choose?
You really can only choose one, right? This is sort of the... I think Joyce was making it sound like there's all this stuff, but you can only have one.
The dish is kind of pre-organized with the ingredients, right? So he's just choosing what set dish that he wants.
Right. So I guess Tom has never eaten this before, but he has eaten something similar. Instead of noodles, he's got the rice.
The rice bowl. Mm. So these have become a lot more popular.
Right.
It's kind of a little bit of a healthier option to a hamburger or a sandwich. And it's basically, instead of noodles as the base, it's rice.
You got some rice in there. Okay. So, I mean, if you guys have ever had lunch delivered to your office, you probably have rice, some eggs and tomato, a vegetable of some sort, and probably a pork chop.
Right.
Some beef.
There you go. And you said an interesting word there, delivered.
Yes, yes.
So basically sent to or brought to.
Mm, right.
Just like you get pizza delivered sometimes.
Yeah. And I mean, one thing about this is it's so common in China, all these different guys, you know, the Baidu guys, the Ulema guys, they're all delivering everything.
Yeah.
Right. But that's what maybe we would call those guys in English is just delivery guys, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What about if it's a girl?
Delivery person.
Delivery person.
Yes.
Sounds better.
It's safer to always say delivery person.
Yes.
Yes. And then Tom goes to ask, what is the sauce? What's the sauce?
Okay, so now we're talking here because...
I love this.
Yeah, I don't really care about what... You know, all these toppings before. These are the toppings that...
This is what I want.
This is what I want. So number one is peanut butter.
Right. So this may sound strange if you think peanuts mixed with butter. It doesn't have actual butter.
There's no butter.
There's no butter. It's just when you blend it to form a paste.
Right.
And now very popular is almond butter.
Yeah, all kinds.
Yeah.
Right?
Almond butter's a little healthier than cashew or peanut.
Peanut. It's definitely more expensive.
It is.
Okay, so peanut butter is the first ingredient. The second one, soy sauce.
Right. So in North America, often people make a mistake with this, or in Canada at least, soya sauce.
Soya sauce, right.
And it's just a water, you know what this is. It's a watery liquid made from soy.
Right, right, right.
Fermented soy. And vinegar. I love vinegar.
Well, this is what always surprised me, because if you go to the Chinese restaurant in Canada, they will always have soy sauce on the table.
Yes.
But if you go to a restaurant in China, they will always have vinegar on the table.
Which is why I always like Chinese food better in China.
I mean, soy sauce can be sweet and can be
salty,
a little bit salty, but vinegar is that. Sour.
I actually collect vinegars.
Really?
So I have like 20 different flavors.
Oh, cool.
I never cook with them, but they're there.
Cool.
And they're great for salad dressings.
Mm.
And then another of my favorite kind of oil, sesame oil.
Yes. Yes, sesame oil.
So just with the pronunciation here, it's not sesame, it's sesame.
Yeah, it really looks kind of crazy. I think when I was a kid, I remember looking at this word and it's like, how do you say that?
Yeah.
It's the same.
And it's just the small little seeds.
Yep.
White or black.
White or black. Or in this case, you know, they've decided to put it into an oil.
Yes.
And the oil is kind of like, I don't know, I guess when I was a kid, we used to buy it in purple bottles. So I guess I always just think the oil is purple.
It's darker a little bit, and it has a nutty flavor.
Yeah, it's so good.
So it tastes like nuts.
One good thing here, too, guys, is we have a phrase in English, which is open sesame.
Yes.
Which, you know, anytime you guys want to say 芝麻 开门, you can just say open sesame. It's kind of funny.
Yes, definitely.
The door won't open, or it's locked or something. You know,
exactly.
Open sesame.
And now the last topping here, and this is a great final addition to this combination of flavors, cilantro. And this is just parsley.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird how many people don't like cilantro. It's so good. It's green.
And it's very refreshing.
And it smells good.
It does. It's great in salsa.
In salsa, in curry mm-hmm. and stir fry, anything.
It, but some people, you either love cilantro
yeah.
or you hate it. But it also kind of tastes like licorice.
Yeah.
Kind of. And I think maybe that's why people don't like it.
Well, some people are dumb.
Exactly. Unless you guys, if you don't like it.
If you don't like it, you're not dumb.
You're not dumb.
Other people.
So Tom then says, that sounds delicious. And he asks Joyce, does she know what she's getting?
Okay. And Joyce says she's going to go with some cold wontons.
Right. We've seen go with many times. It's I'm just going to choose.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or I want.
Okay. So, you know, I could talk about a time in the past, mm-hmm. right? You know, what did you go with? Oh, I went with
exactly
cilantro.
Exactly. And in this case, cold wontons. Now, usually wontons, we just think of these as dumplings.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of debate recently about what a dumpling is. I've seen in your comments. And it's basically a dumpling is something that is, it has like a paper wrapping, a rice paper wrapping, but the wrapping is thin.
Okay.
Okay. As opposed to like a bread surrounding it kind right. of thing. So it's not like a bun. That's a little bit different.
Okay.
And then Tom finally decides to go with the initial choice of the egg and tomato cold noodles.
Okay.
Because you can never go wrong with egg and tomato.
I totally agree with Tom here. You can never go wrong with egg and tomato.
Right. Meaning it's always a good thing. It's always a good choice.
Yep. So you guys can never go wrong with, could we say open language?
You bet.
Is that being modest? what else can you never go wrong with? Coffee, I guess?
Yeah, unless you're allergic to or sensitive to caffeine.
And it's maybe 11 o'clock at night.
There's that. But yeah, you can never go wrong with being friendly to someone.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And cilantro.
And cilantro.
I want to ask Tara more about the cilantro thing. So why don't you guys go ahead and listen to that dialogue again, and then when we come back, we can maybe go a little deeper.
Yes.
Dialogue first time.
Joyce, thanks for bringing me here to try cold noodles.
You bet. They're the perfect summer food. Basically, the noodles are all the same, but you can choose from a variety of toppings to go with them.
Toppings? You mean these stir-fried dishes go on top of the noodles?
That's right. They've got fried egg and tomato, pork chop, or mixed veggie, just to name a few.
Cool. So how many can I choose?
Just one. It's like gaijiao fan. Those rice bowls you usually have delivered to the office, but with noodles instead of rice.
Oh, I see. What's the sauce?
It's a mix of peanut butter, soy sauce, vinegar, sesame oil, and cilantro.
Sounds delicious. Do you know what you're getting?
I'm actually going to go with some cold wontons.
I think I'll have egg and tomato cold noodles. You can never go wrong with egg and tomato.
Dialogue, second time.
Joyce, thanks for bringing me here to try cold noodles.
You bet. They're the perfect summer food. Basically, the noodles are all the same, but you can choose from a variety of toppings to go with them.
Toppings? You mean these stir-fried dishes go on top of the noodles?
That's right. They've got fried egg and tomato, pork chop, or mixed veggie, just to name a few.
Cool. So how many can I choose?
Just one. It's like gaijiao fan. Those rice bowls you usually have delivered to the office, but with noodles instead of rice.
Oh, I see. What's the sauce?
It's a mix of peanut butter, soy sauce, vinegar, sesame oil, and cilantro.
Sounds delicious. Do you know what you're getting?
I'm actually going to go with some cold wontons.
I think I'll have egg and tomato cold noodles. You can never go wrong with egg and tomato.
Okay, so that was Tom and Joyce again. And so cold noodles.
Cold noodles. I mean, we a few months ago, we did a lesson on the Shanxi food. And I remember we translated my favorite food. My favorite Chinese food is liang pi as cold noodles.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the same thing as we're talking about today.
Okay.
Today we're talking about leng mian. But in my mind, it's kind of the same thing.
Well, I first saw we were going to talk about cold noodles, I actually thought it was the first one that you said that I'm not going to try and repeat.
Yeah, I mean, maybe for you guys, it's totally different.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you, you know, they talk about certain people in the world that have 50 names for blue, or, you know, 50,
or in Canada, snow.
Snow, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe for you guys, you think like, no, these are two completely different things.
Yes.
But in my mind, you know, when you have noodles and then you, the toppings would be sesame oil, definitely some vinegar, cilantro, and maybe peanuts.
Yeah.
Maybe I like the sesame more than peanuts on that. I would just call it cold noodles.
Yeah. And I think that's it for us. And that we would just think of cold noodles and basically looking at what's mixed in. Is it something mixed in or is it more of a topping type thing?
Yeah. Like, so again, when we talked about like beef stir fry, chicken stir fry, if there were some beef in the cold noodles, I would call them, would you call them beef cold noodles or cold beef noodles?
I'm going to say cold beef noodles.
I think cold beef noodles too, because the most important information there is beef noodles.
Right.
But in this case, they are cold.
Yes, exactly. So let us know, what type of toppings do you like with your cold noodles? Do you like vegetarian noodles, or would you prefer like beef or pork or shrimp, which is super, super tasty? And how do you feel about cilantro? Very importantly.
Most important. And let us know if we were very wrong just now. I mean, if in your mind, liang pi and leng mian are two completely different things, let us know.
Exactly. And we look forward to reading your comments.
Okay, guys. Thanks again.
Take care.